Okay, Boker Tov. We are continuing today's daf is daf Nun Dalet, daf 54. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalom Abba L'Cholim. Baruch Ladam, Chamdam, Recham, Echad, Jan, Amen, Chanuk, Amen, Rifka, Sarah, Bonamim, Shalom, Sarah, David, Merchan, Yifah, Badavar, Rifka, Badachav, Rifka, Badassar, Shalom, Yisrael, Fahim, Adam, Shalom, Rechana, Yifah, Badrinam, Yibadam, Nifah, Chaya, Samachim, Rechal, Rechana, Simcham, Ben Malka, Miriam, Bad, Rechav, Rez, Ben Miriam, Chana, Nana, Badam, Yichal, Sabar, Tamar, Samar, Chana, Gibar, Gidab, Barakha, Tan, Ben, Yitzir, Yitzchom, Nili, Yakub, Dabar, Malka, Yishav, Ben, Yitzir, 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 קבלו ישו בן חמה חנה מקבל סר שלום שלום סימן חנה דוד אביה בן רבקה להבדיל לנשמה דוד בן יום בן יום בן יצחק בן אדם בן אפרים שלום ישו בן חמה בן מטרון תמר ברכה דברן משה בן רפאל להבדיל לרעיון לברה בת מרים. Okay, we left off at the bottom of the page on Nun Gimel Amud Bet, about closer to the middle of the page, 53b Nun Gimel Amud Bet. We are teaching a mnemonic. The Siman, it says a mnemonic is the Gavrei Shak Zaraf. Men, then Shak and Zaraf. This is a mnemonic that it's going to use. It's going to use all of these letters as the mnemonic. And the Gemara brings five different inquiries, five different questions that are regarding a daughter's right to the support from her father's estate. We're going to discuss these questions and see if we can get an answer. First one is Me'ena, with regards to Mi'un, if she does refusal. Yevama, if she is a Yevama. Right? Third case is Shania, if she's a secondary Erva. The fourth case is Arusa, if she is a woman who was already engaged, who is already an Arusa. And last case is an Anusa, a violated woman. We're going to see these five questions. Ba'u minei merav sheshat. They had a question from Rav Sheshat. Mima'enet, yesh la mezanot or ain la mezanot bebeit avia? Sorry, ain la mezanot. Does a mima'enet, a woman who does refusal, meaning this woman, she got married off by her mother or her brother, and now she, before the age of 12, she wants to do refusal. She wants to refuse the marriage and not continue. Does she receive mezonot from her father's estate, or does she not receive mezonot? So Amar Lehu Rav Sheshat told them, Tenitua, we learned already, Almana bebeit avia, if a woman became a widow in the house of her father, from the engagement stage, or ugrusha bebeit avia, or let's say she was a divorcee from in her father's house, v'shomeret yavam bebeit avia, or she was a shomeret yavam, her husband died, she was waiting for the brother-in-law to marry her in the house of her father, yesh la mezonot. All of those cases, she does receive mezonot. Rabbi Yehuda says, oda bebeit avia, all the meanwhile that she's still in her father's house, then yesh la mezonot, she does have mezonot. Eina bebeit avia, but if she is no longer in the father's house, ein la mezonot, she does not receive mezonot any longer. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama are pretty much saying the same thing. While she's in the father's house, she gets mezonot. When she's not in the father's house, she's not getting mezonot. So what's the difference? Ela lav mema'enet ika beinayu. Is the case of a girl who does refusal not the difference? The Tanakama savar, Tanakama holds itla, she does receive mezonot. Rabbi Yehuda savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds leitla, she does not receive mezonot. So this is how Rav Sheshat explains the answer, referring to it's a machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that was question number one. Question number two, and the rest of the questions out of the five, we're not going to get answers to, only the first one. Ba'e Rish Lakish, we had a question. Rish Lakish had a question. Bat Yevama, a daughter of a Yevama, right? Rashi explains, it's referring to a man who married his sister-in-law after the husband died, and they had a daughter. So the Gemara asks, Yesh la mezonot, or ain la mezonot? Does she receive mezonot after the death of her father from the brothers, or does she not, from the father's estate, or does she not receive mezonot? So the Gemara says, Kevan de Amar Mor, since we know ketubata al nechsei ba'ala harishon, that the ketubah goes after the first husband, and leitla, and she doesn't have that, so she would not receive any mezonot. Or Dilma, or perhaps we would say, Kevan de I leitla merishon, since if she does not receive from the first husband, takinu la rabbanan mishani, the chachamim instituted that the second husband would give her a ketubah. So therefore, itla. So we would assume that she does receive mezonot. The Gemara answers teku. We don't have the answer whether she receives or does not receive mezonot. Question number three. Ba'i Rabbi Elazar, at the bottom of the page. Rabbi Elazar had a question. Bat Shenia, a daughter of a Shenia. What does this mean? A man who married a secondary erva, right? It's a rabbinic erva that that she does not receive a ketubah and she does not get any mezonot. The question is, does her daughter that comes from that relationship, does she receive mezonot? So the Gemara says, Bat Shenia, yesh la mezonot, or ain la mezonot? Does the daughter receive mezonot or not? flipping the amud. Kivan de leidla ketubah, since she does not receive a ketubah, leidla mezonei, so too she does not get any mezonot. Or dilma, or perhaps, ima de avda isura kantsua rabbanan. Her mother was secondary erva to the father. She did an isur, so the chachamim made a fine against her. Ihi, but the daughter herself who was born, de lo avda isura, she didn't do any violation. Lo kantsua rabbanan. Maybe the chachamim did not make a fine against her, and she would still receive mezonot. So the Gemara says, Teku, answer number 3. We do not have an answer. We don't know the answer. Question number 4. Ba'e Rava. Rava had a question. Bat Arusa, the daughter of an Arusa, meaning someone who slept with his engaged wife, and they had a daughter, and then the husband died, and he had sons. Does she receive mezonot from his estate or not? So yesh la mezonot or ain la mezonot? So the Gemara says, Kevan de itla ketubah. Itla, since she does receive a ketubah, so therefore she would receive mezonot. Odilma, or perhaps kivan de lo takinu rabbanan ketubah ad shat nisuin, since the chachamim only instituted a ketubah from the time of marriage and on, not from engagement. So leitla, therefore she would not receive her mezonot. My answer is teiku. We don't know. We don't know what the answer is. Question number 5. Ba'er Papa. But Rav Papa had a question. Bat Anusa, a daughter of a violated one, someone who was violated, and then so the husband was required to marry her, and then they had a child, and the husband then died. Does this child receive mezonot from the father? Yesh la mezonot or ein la mezonot? Does she receive or not? So the Gemara says, Aliva de Rabbi Yosei bar Rabbi Yehuda lo tibayla. According to Rabbi Yosei, there's no question, right? The Amar that he says, yesh la. Ketubah mane, because he says this woman who was violated, she receives. This woman receives a 100 zuz ketubah. So therefore, she receives ketubah for sure. She gets to be supported, the daughter of this violated one. Kitibaylach. The question comes out aliba de rabbanan. According to the opinion of rabbanan, de amre they say yatsa kesef knasa beketubata. They say that she loses out on the ketubah from the fine that she received. She got raped. So she received the fine. So now she doesn't. There's no ketubah anymore. So my, what's the case now? Kevan de late la ketubah, late la mezonai. Since she does not get a ketubah, so she also does not get any support. Or dilma, or perhaps ketubah ta amamai. What's the reason why we don't give a ketubah? Kedei shelok te kala ve'enav lotzia. The reason we give a ketubah is so that the husband does not have an easy. He's not just get rid of her whenever he wants as easily as it is. Yes, it costs money. So, but in this case, veha lo matzim apikla. But in our case, the husband cannot divorce her. He raped her, so he had to stay with her, right? So maybe in our case, why we don't give a ketubah is because there's no reason for a ketubah over here because he can't divorce her. But maybe we would still say there is mezonot. Our answer is teiku. We don't have an answer to the first question either. Okay, moving on. We then said in our Mishnah, at teh yadva bebeiti, right? She gets supported and she stays in the in his house, and she is supported for as long as she needs until the inheritors take care of her, until the right. So the Gemara says, Taner of Yosef bebeiti velo bebikati, in my house and not in my hut. Meaning if they lived in such a small hut, so then she would not move into her husband's house. She would move into the. She would go back to her father's house. Aval mezonei itla, but she does have mezonot. Mor baravashi amar, the master says afilo mezonei nami leidla. He says she does not even receive mezonot. Veleitil chatake mor baravashi, but the halacha does not follow that opinion, and she does actually receive mezonot. Amar of Nachman amar Shemuel. If they compelled her, they tried to convince her to get married to a guy. He convinced her. Vednit paisa, and she was appeased. She said, "Okay, I'll marry him." Ein la mezonot. She does not. No longer does she receive mezonot from her father's estate anymore. Ha lo nit paisa. But if she wasn't convinced and it was really like forced, yesh la mezonot. Does she still receive mezonot from her father's estate? If let's say she married someone, but she wasn't really appeased. So Amar Rav Anan, ledidi mefarshi li minei dim mor Shemuel. I'll explain to you what he meant. Amra mechamat ploni ba'ali. If she says, no, I can't marry someone, why? Because of my husband, yesh la mezonot. Then she does still receive mezonot. But if she says, mechamat b'nei adam she'inan mehuganin la, if she says, no, I don't want to marry them, why? Because these aren't fit people for me to marry. I deserve a much better person to marry. So ein la mezonot. Then we see that it's not because of the husband anymore, and so therefore she does not any longer receive mezonot. Amar Rav Chista, zinta, if she cheats, if she goes and she sleeps around afterwards, ein la mezonot, she no longer receives any support. Amar Rav Yosef, If she starts to do eyeliner and coloring her face and makeup, and we see she's trying to get married again, so therefore, ein la mezonot, she also does not receive any more support. Manda amar zinta, the one who said if she slept with someone, kol sheken kichla upir kesa, how much more so in the case of doing makeup. Umanda amar kichla upir kesa, the one who says someone who does makeup gets no more mezonot. Aval zinta, but a woman who slept with someone, itla, she still has mezonot. Maita ama, what's the reason? Yetzer an nasa, the yetzer is what forced her, is what convinced her to go and sleep with the guy. Veleiti ilchata ki kol hanishma tata, and the halacha does not follow any of these opinions. Ela ki ha, the amar of Yehuda amar Shmuel. It follows this following opinion. Hatovat ketubata bebeitin, if a woman goes and says, I want my ketubah, she goes to the beitin and says, I want my ketubah, ein la mezonot. She no longer gets supported from the father's estate. She no longer gets supported from the brothers anymore. Or from her children, rather. From her own, from her husband's children, she no longer gets supported, but she takes her ketubah. So the Gemara says, velo, what, she doesn't get supported anymore? Vehatanya, we have a baraita. The baraita says, machera ketubata. If she sells her ketubah, umishkena ketubata, or she gives it as collateral, or asta ketubata aputiki, or she made her ketubah and aputiki. What is an aputiki? So this is actually, aputiki is like a Greek word from Greek origin. What it means exactly is that she takes land that was set aside, it was set aside to secure her ketubah. She designated it for the repayment of, let's say, one of her debts. So therefore, that would be considered an aputiki. She used it as like a land for and a payment for one of the debts that she's owed. All of those cases, aputiki le'acher, to someone else. So ein la mezonot, she would not receive mezonot in any of those cases anymore. So the Gemara says, Hanein, only in those cases she doesn't receive mezonot, aval tovat lo. But if she goes to the Beit Din and says, I want my ketubah, it sounds like she still does get mezonot. So which one is it? Does she no longer get mezonot after she asks for the ketubah, or she still does? So the Gemara says, Hanei, ben be Beit Din, ben shelo be Beit Din. All those cases, whether it's in Beit Din or not, she loses her mezonot. Tovat, when she asks for the ketubah, be Beit Din in, shelo be Beit Din lo. Only if she asks for the ketubah in the Beit Din, does she then lose her mezonot. But if she asks for the ketubah outside the Beit Din, she no longer loses, she does not lose her mezonot. Then we said in our Mishnah, V'kach hayu anshei Yerushalayim, Omrim, v'chulei, this is what the men of Yerushalayim would say, Itmar, it was taught. Rav amar halacha ki anshei Yehuda. Rav says, halacha follows the men of Yehuda. Ushmuel amar, Shmuel says, halacha ki anshei Galil, halacha follows the men of Galil. So the Gemara says, Bavel v'kol parvada nahu kerav. Bavel and all of the cities around it, accustomed like the opinion of Rav, who was like the man of Yehuda. Nehardaa, v'kol parvada nahu kishmuel. And Nehardaa, and all of the men around it, all the cities around it, they held like Shemuel. There was a story. Ahib bat machoza. There was a woman from bat machoza. I think Rashi over here says, mi parvadet Bavel. It was from the cities, the villages around Bavel. She got married. She married a Nehardian. So atul kamei de Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman to ask him what the din is. Shama'al kala debat machoza, he found out that she is a woman from around the area of Bavel. So Amar lohu, he said to them, Bavel v'kol parvada nahu kerav. Bavel and all of the cities around it, they hold like the opinion of Rav. So you should follow that opinion. So Amrulay, they said back to him, Vehan leNeharda nesiva, but she married someone from Neharda. In Neharda and all of the cities around Neharda hold like Shemuel. So Amar lehu, he said back to them, Ihachi Neharda mekol parvada nahu kishmuel. So he told them, okay, so go and hold like Shemuel. So the Gemara says, Vadhecha Neharda, and until how far outside of Neharda is it considered like Neharda? So the Gemara says, Vadhecha the sagi kaba. The Neharda, until the they have this special measurement. It's like a type of measurement that they would use. It's called a kav. So until they're still using this measurement all around, it's still considered Neharda, because that was a measurement that was used mainly in Neharda. So therefore, that spread out to the places that were closest to Neharda. So that's where you would be able to define as Neharda and the cities around it, and not. Itmar, it was taught, Almana, a widow, Rav Amar, Shamin Ma She'aleha. Rav says, we evaluate how much clothing is on her, and we subtract that from the ketubah. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Ein Shamin Ma She'aleha. We don't evaluate what's on her and subtract it. Amar Rechia Bar Avin, V'chilufa B'lakit. And the opposite opinions is true by a lakit, by a like a field worker. You know, someone who is a lakit, Rashi says, a sakhir shegar bebeit ba'al, it's a worker who lives in the house of the owner, balabait, ve'lakach lo balabait begadim, and the balabait buys him clothing, k'she yotze mimenu sham, otan begadim b'scharo l'shmuel, b'scharo l'shmuel, ve'rav amar en shamim. So over there would be the opposite machloket. Shmuel would say, we take into account, hey, how much clothing did the owner, master buy you? Take that out of your pay. Whereas Rav would say in that case that no, we don't evaluate what clothing is on him. So the question is, if the clothing belongs to the person that's wearing it, or if it belongs to the person that gave it to him. So the Gemara comes and says, Rav Kahana matne v'chen belakit. Rav Kahana taught, it's the same machloket between Rav and Shmuel by a case of this field worker. Umanach basimana, and he made a numanik. Yatma v'armalta shalach upok. He says that a orphan and the widow, Rashi says, shalach upok hefshed bigdehen v'tzeh. They take off their clothing and they go. Meaning, it's the same machloket between Rav and Shmuel with regards to the case of the clothing, and the case of the worker, that Rav would hold, you evaluate the amount of clothing, the value of her clothing, and Shmuel says, we don't evaluate the value of the clothing. Amar Rav Nachman says, Afal gav ditnan mematnitin kevatei di Shmuel. Even though in the Mishnah, it sounds like halacha is like Shmuel, hilchate kevatei de Rav. Halacha follows the opinion of Rav. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, Echad ha-makdish nechasav. Someone who is mekadesh, he sanctifies his properties to the Beit HaMikdash. V'chad ha-ma'arich et atzmo, or he evaluates himself. Ein lo, lo b'ksut ishto. He's not able to give the clothing from his wife. Lo b'ksut banav, or from his children. Lo b'tseva she'tseva lishman, or not from the coloring that he dyed for the family. Lo b'sandalim chadashim, not from new shoes. She'lakach lishman, that he bought for the children or the wife. Amar le Rava le Rav. So Rava says le Rav Nachman. Rava says to Rav Nachman. So what does it sound like from this Mishnah? This Mishnah sounds like he bought the woman clothing, he bought the wife clothing, he bought the wife's shoes, and he sanctifies all of his property to the Beit HaMikdash. He cannot sanctify his wife's property. So who does the property belong to? It belongs to the wife. It's not his property. He bought it for his wife. Now it's his wife's property. So therefore, this sounds like the opinion of Shmuel, who says that we don't evaluate what the clothing is upon her and say that she has to take that off of the ketubah. It belongs to her. So even though the Mishnah sounds like Shmuel, halacha is like Rav. The Gemara says, "Amar le Rav la Rav Nachman, v'chi me'achar ditnan matnitin kibatei de Shmuel." Now, since the Mishnah sounds like the opinion of Shmuel, "Amay hilchata kibatei de Rav." Why are we saying halacha follows the opinion of Rav? Amar le, he said to him, "Lechora ki Shmuel reita." In the beginning, initially, it sounds like it goes like Shmuel. But whenever you continue to delve into the sugya, you will see that the halakha actually, halakha follows the opinion of Rav. My tama, what's the reason? Why did he buy her clothing? He bought her clothing to stand in front of her and to serve her, to serve him, right? To be a wife for him. Not to adata lemishkalu lemepak lo aknela. He didn't buy her clothing to just leave the marriage with it. So therefore, the clothing is unconditioning that she stays within this marriage. So that's how Rav would explain it, why we evaluate the clothing and take that out of the ketubah. Kalata deve Rav Eliashiv, the daughter-in-law of Rav Eliashiv, havaka tava'a ketubata. She was asking for her ketubah. Miyatme. From the orphans. Havaka mimatelehu lebeit dinah. And she was taking them to the Beit Din, to the courts. So Amre, the orphan said, Zila lan milta detizli hachi. It's a little bit of a disgrace that you go with this disgusting clothing you're wearing to the Beit Din. Let's, you know, put some nicer clothing on. So Azla Livishtinu Vichsitinu Lekule Mana. She went and put on her nicest, her best clothing. All of the clothing that she had, she put on. Atu the Kame de Ravina. They came in front of Ravina, Amar Lehu Hilchata Kivate de Rav, and he said, Halakha follows the opinion of Rav, the Amar Almena Shamin Masha Aleha, that the widow, we evaluate how much clothing is on you. Look at the clothing you're wearing, look at all this brand name clothing that you're wearing. We take that out of your ketubah. Ahuda Amar Lehu Nidunya Liberat. There was a man who, at the end of his, as he was about to pass away, he said to his family that let a dowry be given to my wife. And what happened after he passes away? Zal nidunya. The value of the, you know, the items that go into this dowry, they went down in price. So who loses out on that depreciation? So Amar Avidi Baravin, Purnal Leyatme. The profit goes to the orphans. Meaning they have to pay what the value is now, and they don't have to pay what the value was when he made that a dowry. Ahuda Amri Lahu, there was a man who was passing away, and he said, Arba'a me'a zuzay min khamra liberat. Let 400 zuz worth of my wine go to my daughter as a dowry. And then what happened? He passed away. Yaker khamra, and the wine appreciated in value. So what happens now? Who benefits? Does the orphans benefit? And they only have to give 400 zuz worth what it was then? Or now that the value of the wine appreciated, really the girl benefits. The girl gets to receive more wine. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Achal Liatmei, the prophet goes to the orphans, they only have to give the 400 zuz what was worth the wine, and not any more than that. Kreved Rabbi Yochanan, the relatives of Rabbi Yochanan, havalahu itat abba, they had a wife of their father, the havakam ifsada mezonai, who was eating and taking a lot of the, she would eat a lot and she would take a lot of the mezonot. So what happened? Atu lekamid Rabbi Yochanan, they came in front of their relative Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lahu, he said to them, izilu ve'amru lei la'avuchon, go and tell your father, diniyached la ar'a lemezona, to set aside one land, one property for her mezonot. So that way it's limited. So atu lekamid Rish Lakish, they went and asked Rish Lakish. Amar lahu, he said to them, kol sheken shribala mezonot. If you do that, if you set aside a property, you're giving her more mezonot, not less mezonot. So Amrulay, they said back to Rish Lakish, V'ha Rabbi Yochanan lo amar hachi. But Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. Rabbi Yochanan told us to go and set aside a property for the mezonot. Amar lehu, Rish Lakish responded, Zilu havula. Go and give her what I'm saying. V'ilo, and if you don't listen to me, Mepikna lechu Rabbi Yochanan me'unayicha. I'm going to take Rabbi Yochanan out of your ears. Meaning what? I'm going to excommunicate you. He wasn't afraid of Rabbi Yochanan. Meanwhile, they were chavrutas. They were very, very big chavrutas together. So after the kamid Rabbi Yochanan, they came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lo, they said, and he said to them, "Ma ese sheken negdi chaluk alai? What can I do that my chavruta is going against me? He is someone who is fit to disagree with me, and I can't disagree back with him, right? I can't do anything about it." Amar Rabbi Abahu, "Ledidi mefarshili minei the Rabbi Yochanan." So let's explain what Rabbi Yochanan really meant. This is what he meant. Amar. Le mezonot, if you said four mezonot, riba la mezonot. Then, if you said the property I'm setting aside is four mezonot, you're giving her more mezonot. But if you say amar bimezonot, bimezonot, meaning it's in support, not for support. So then, it changes the wording, and now what you're doing is katsatz la mezonot. You are filtering out and setting aside for her a limited amount of mezonot for her to receive. So it depends on how it's worded. So really, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are agreeing. Rabbi Yochanan meant to say bimezonot. That's how you limit her mezonot. Okay, we'll end the parak there. Hadaran alach na'ara, and we finish the chapter. And Bezat Hashem will start the chapter 5 tomorrow. Bezat Hashem. Have a great day. A quick recap. 1 minute recap on the daf. We started the daf on the previous amud. We spoke about these 5 questions regarding the daughter and if she. The right to the support of her father's estate. 5 different questions we had. We only answered the first one. Then, as we got to the daf Nundalid, part number 2 of the daf was, let's say, a widow's support from her father's estate. What support does a widow get from her father's estate? Then we got to part number 3 of the daf, which was, do we evaluate the clothing that is upon the widow and say that we take that out of the ketubah or not? We brought machloket between Rav and Shmuel. And part number 4, which is really the remainder of the daf, the Amud Bet, was the different stories and cases that we had that a father wrote a dowry for his daughter, and the pricing and the dowry, let's say, depreciated or appreciated, and we said that the profits go to the orphans and they don't go to the daughter herself. Rather to the orphans. And then we brought a story within Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish with regards to if you set aside a property for her mezonot, does that limit her or does that increase her mezonot? Machloket, but really we understood that it depends on how you say it, and that's how Rabbi Yochanan explained the end of the daf. Okay, Baruch Adonai, Amen.